Good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see all of you, and we want to welcome you on this 26th Sunday after Pentecost. I do have one other quick announcement that I forgot to mention earlier. Advent will be coming up here soon, and so if anybody would be interested, you or a couple of you or your family would like to, and this includes the kids. We've had the kids do readings in the past. If you would like to do one of the Advent readings and the lighting of the Advent candles during the season, please check with me and let me know. I don't have all that ready yet, but I will by next Sunday and get that to you. So you can just check with me or say something to me. Hey, I'd be interested. And I will try to get those things to you as soon as I get them ready this week. So it's good to see all of you. We want to welcome you, and we're glad that you're here today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about worry and anxiety in our bodies and all of that and how it takes a toll on us. And hoping I can offer a little bit of help along that way as we think about that. And so as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together there for our call to worship this morning. We approach the God of grace and glory.
Who has called us to worship this day.
We arrive from the chaos of our world.
Into the clarity of God's presence.
We leave the struggles of our lives.
To embrace the power of God's peace.
May this hour bring us courage. Well, let's join together and sing that old hymn there, We Gather Together This Morning, 81, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning, the three verses.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known the wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name. He forgives.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. That we're going to get a piece of classical music there for a second. Well, let's join together now if we can and join for our prayer. Great and mighty God, open our hearts to the power of your peace. Open our minds to the wisdom of your word. Help us to run the race of life with grace and courage as we trust in you. Meet us in this time of worship. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and our choir is coming to share a special number with us. So are you getting excited? anything special for Thanksgiving Day? We have a couple more weeks yet, and then we'll be celebrating kind of today, and then next Sunday too, about giving thanks. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to name me one thing, or tell me, I guess I should say, tell me one thing that you're thankful for. And remember, the one that you tell me this week, you cannot tell me next week. Okay? So you got to tell me one thing that you're thankful for today. You want to start? Okay. Food. Okay, he's thankful for food. Now, let me just say, if you say what somebody else says, that's okay. Okay, you can do that. I just don't want you to tell me the same thing next Sunday. I want something different next Sunday. Okay. Water. There we go. Parents. Good. Did she say orange juice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it. Orange juice. You can be specific. Yes. What do you think? What'd she say?
Raspberries.
Oh, raspberries. Yes. Ooh. Good. Yes. Water. Yes. Very good. There's some folks in here thankful for cranberry juice. Ooh. There's a girl after my heart. She said books. Yes. Books, okay, yes. Yes. Food, yes, yes. You know what? So about over a year ago, we lost our cat, Donnie. We had her for, I don't know, was it 11 years, and she got sick, and she didn't make it. But I'm thankful because we have two new cats. And, yeah, we have a boy named Teddy, and we have a girl named Bella. And, yeah, and they're both, we love them very much. And so I'm thankful for that. And there's always lots of things that we can be thankful for in life. And a lot of you mentioned food and different types of food and your family members and all of that and varieties of things. And those are all the kind of things that help us to grow up, doesn't it? You know, milk, meat, potatoes, vegetables, fruit, and even desserts. I'm surprised nobody said, and maybe this will be one for next week, I'm surprised nobody said ice cream. Because I'm thankful for ice cream. But there's lots of things I'm thankful for. What? It is food, yes. But I just meant all food as far as specifically on ice cream. Yes. So all of those things help us to grow up and get stronger in our bodies and keep us healthy. Now, I don't know if any of you, let me just ask, does anybody not like vegetables? It's okay if you answer. Okay, so it's not your favorite, okay. Is there anybody that doesn't like fruit? Okay, yeah. Maybe certain types of fruit, maybe not. Yeah. Now, when I was little, I didn't eat a lot of fruit, maybe an apple or an orange or something like that. And I did like peaches when I was young. But all those variety of things, so sometimes we can be picky about what we eat and what we don't eat. And that's okay, because as you grow older, that'll kind of change. You know one thing I could not do when I was your age? If I had food on my plate, my burger couldn't touch my green beans. My green beans couldn't touch. Now, when I put it on my plate, I just mix it all together and get it done. I just eat it all up. Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. And that's okay. Those are just things that are part of life and so forth. But the big thing is eating good, sleeping good, getting lots of exercise, and play. Don't forget to play. Use your imagination, because that's how we grow up and be strong. And you know what happens though when we get a little older? start to forget some of that, especially as adults. And then, but all of those things that we do, when we eat good, when we exercise, and we play, and we have fun in life, it, you know what it helps us with? Stress. Kind of like when you worry about something. Have you ever worried about anything? You might not be quite, I mean, sometimes when we're little, we don't always worry about things because we don't think that way. But you know what? Have you ever had the teachers passing out the test in class? And you're like, oh my gosh, I hope I remember. I hope I do good. By that saying that in your head, you're stressing a little. You're worrying a little. Yes. And I think those, especially those of you that are in school, you understand what I'm saying. But you know what? Keep eating. Keep exercising. Keep playing. Keep doing all those things. And keep talking to God. And you know what? It'll help us when we face stress in life. Okay, you can go on downstairs. And as they're heading down, we want to take a few moments to go to the Lord in prayer. And we'll have a chance to hear some of your joys and concerns this morning. So, who would like to begin? Unspoken this morning, yes. And we definitely know that God knows what that is. Yes.
My niece on my husband's side, grandfather passed away. And then my daughter-in-law's grandmother just passed away.
Oh, wow. So we have several there. Can I get last name, family last names? You don't have to name who they are, but just the last name so we can remember the family.
Taylor.
Okay. That I always ask because you never know. Yeah, so we want to remember the Taylor family with the loss of these two loved ones. Yes, I definitely do that. And I thought I saw another hand right there beside you.
Unspoken,
okay. Yes. Somebody else?
I have two. Dad's having knee surgery on Tuesday, and Evan is going to have surgery on the 25th for his shoulder.
Okay. Dana's knee, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we want to remember Evan with the shoulder surgery, and then for Dana for the knee replacement surgery. And then I saw a couple other hands. Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. Another unspoken here. Someone else. I saw a couple other hands. Let's go here.
Unspoken.
Unspoken. Okay. And some others. Okay. Who did?
Tanya. John's wife.
Oh my gosh.
He graduated in 87.
We knew him from driving bus, and then he went over to Troy.
No.
Or he didn't. He's training, isn't he?
No.
Oh, okay.
He did a lot of computer work.
He was technology.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of a different one then. Okay. Oh boy. All right. Well, we want to remember the Nuss family for the loss of this loved one. Somebody else, yes.
The Amy Minton family, she did pass away this past week. And then also her husband, Sam, his mother passed away this week, too.
Okay. What was, I couldn't understand the last name of the first family you mentioned that lost.
Minton.
Minton? Okay. Thank you. So we want to remember the Mitten family and then Sam's mother's family, the loss of that loved one there. Somebody else. Yeah.
My son's wife, Brenda, she's got a cyst on her over. She's going to have to replace her. And then she come down with shingles.
Okay. What was her first name again?
Miranda.
Okay. So we want to remember Miranda in our prayer. That's going to have have to have surgery. We want to remember her. Somebody else. Yes.
Esther.
Yep. Esther's on our monthly list, and continue to pray for her for her recovery. Somebody else. Oh, we've got several. Let's go here.
I have a joy. Josh and Cindy have made it to 36 weeks, so we'll
be much longer. In the baby development there, yes. Thank God for that. And
my daughter, Judy, and Steve are celebrating their 40th anniversary today.
Ah, that's great. Yes. Somebody else.
I have two unspoken.
Okay. We know the Lord knows those, and we want to keep Greg in our prayers this week, who's going in to have a test done to check on something, and so we want to remember him in our prayers. Anybody else this morning? Okay, so there's several there, and we want to continue remembering those on our monthly list. A couple of those got mentioned, and so many of them are dealing with long-term illnesses, cancers, treatments, and other things, and some of our military personnel. And then maybe you came in this morning and you are carrying something today, something that you've been concerned about. I know sometimes those come through in the unspoken, but sometimes folks carry something in and they don't share anything. But you are more than welcome during the time of prayer when she plays there to quietly talk to God about that. And then I'll come and close us out then. Lord, as we pause today, in the quiet, in the peace of this place, we're thankful for your presence. Your presence that extends your love and your grace and your peace and your comfort in the midst of the storms of life, the struggles of life, the worries of life, the anxieties of life, the fears of life, so many different things, the hustle and bustle, the busyness. And we're thankful for these moments where we can find rest and be rejuvenated and encouraged and strengthened. I ask, Lord, that for each one that's here today, that you would extend whatever they need, whatever is weighing on their heart. Give them your peace. Give them your faith and extend your grace And we thank you for that. Lord, as we think about those that were mentioned today, many of them are facing difficulties and needs and hurt and pain. And we just pray for your touch upon each of them today. Lord, we pray for Dana as he's going in for surgery this week, that you'll be with him. Guide the surgeon's hands. We pray for Brad this morning, who's also going in for outpatient surgery, Lord, and ask that your touch would be upon him as they work on him. We lift up Greg to you this morning, who's going in for this test. We ask that you would be with him and that there would be a good report, and we trust you in that. Give him your peace, we pray. We pray for Evan, who's having shoulder surgery this week, and we just ask for your touch upon him, that you'll guide the surgeons and be with him. And Miranda, Lord, with the cyst on her ovary, God, and is going to have surgery. We just pray for that you would guide and direct that too, and that we'll be able to get it taken care of. And so we ask for your healing for each of them as they go through those procedures, Lord. We lift up Esther to you and ask for your continued healing and recovery upon her, Lord. We pray for these families, Lord, the Taylor family, the Nuss family, the Mitter family, and then Sam's family, Lord, with his mother. With the loss of these loved ones, these families, Lord, we pray for your comfort. We pray for your grace. We pray for peace during this loss. And we thank you that we can lean on to you in the midst of our times when we're down, and that you are the one that lifts us up. And Lord, I lift up each one of those six unspoken needs today, God. You know each one of them. You know what is on their hearts. You know whether it's for them or for somebody else, a situation, God. We just ask that you would work in those situations and as only you can do. And we're grateful and thankful that we can always turn to you in our time of need, and that you hear us and you give us strength and you give us faith and courage in those situations. And Lord, as I mentioned a moment ago, Lord, we do lift up those that may have been come in today with heavy burdens, Lord. We ask for your touch for them and that you will be with them and give them your strength, we pray. Thank you for all of these things, Lord. We continue to pray for peace in our world as we think about what's happening in the Middle East and Russia, Ukraine, and other places that we maybe are just not as familiar with. God, we continue to pray for peace and use your people to be lighthouses in the middle of all that war and conflict and whatever else may be going on. And we pray that you'll continue to lead and guide our nation, and that you'll continue to lead and guide our communities and the families represented in our school districts. And God, thank you for all of these things as we ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for joining with us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, let me just say, as I do every Sunday, thank you so much for your faithfulness. It's how the ministry of this local church continues and reaches out through our missions programs and other activities into our community and world. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together for our dedication, if you would like to, in the bulletin. Bless the gifts we bring to you today, that they may be blessings of hope and grace. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, I have several passages that we're going to be looking at here. Some of them are shorter, some of them are a little longer, but not real long, that we're going to look at there. We begin with Psalm 55, verse 22, which was up on the PowerPoint earlier. And then from Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, Philippians 4, and 1 Peter. So let's begin there. Psalm 55, 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, who will sustain you. And then instead of reading the whole section there, which we did a month ago in our series, I'm going to highlight some key things Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, 27, 34. Therefore, I say to you, don't worry about your life. Who among you by worrying can add a single moment to your life? Therefore, stop worrying about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And then Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, don't be anxious about anything. Rather, bring all of your requests to God in your prayers and petitions, along with giving thanks. Then the peace of God that exceeds all understanding will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. And then one more, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Therefore, humble yourself under God's power, so that he may raise you up in the last day. Throw all your anxiety onto him, because he cares about you. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. You know, I like to share something funny. This could be a little bit involving anxiety. And this is for you ladies this morning. I feel my body has gotten totally out of shape. So I got my doctor's permission to join a fitness club and start exercising. I decided to take aerobic classes for, and this lady, seniors. I bended and twisted and gyrated and jumped up and down, and perhaps for an hour I perspired. But by the time I got my leotards on, the class was over. Anxiety comes in all kinds of shapes and sizes, isn't it? I want to talk to you this morning as we continue our series on living courageously in uncertain times. I want to talk to you this morning about anxiety, worry, and our bodies. Our bodies. Our world is filled with worry and anxiety. Think about the things that keep you up at night. Think about the things that keep your family or friends up at night. The themes trending on social media and the stories trumpeted on the news outlets just add to our worry in so many different ways. We worry about our children. We worry about our families. We worry about our churches. We worry about our friends. We worry about our health. We worry about our investments. We worry about job security. It's always something, isn't it? And it takes a toll on our minds and bodies in ways that I don't think we always realize. About 6-7 years ago, I was feeling kind of pressure in my chest. And I've experienced a little bit of that before. But this time, I kind of felt a little pain going down my arm. And all of a sudden, that made me think, oh my gosh, is it my heart? I don't remember all the details, and I should have probably asked Jody, but I can't remember if, I think Jody or I drove myself or Jody drove me to the, I think Jody was working and I drove myself to the emergency room. And I got checked out and, you know, they did all the stuff. And then after an hour or two of being in the emergency room, the doctor finally comes in and he says, all of your test results are fine. And he looks at me and he says, you're a pastor, aren't you? And I said, yep. He goes, I think it's stress. And he says, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? And I was like, yep. Why? Why do things, why does anxiety and stress and worry and all of those things affect us? Here's why. The human body has a whole system of sensors that are constantly scanning to let us know of possible dangers. Our senses, our intuitions, stream information constantly to our brains about what is happening in and around us and what's going on inside of our bodies. Let me ask you, these might seem weird, but let me ask you a question. Several of them. Have you ever grabbed for the milk jug and took a drink and your reaction was, oh! It was spoiled, wasn't it? Why did you react that way? Because in milliseconds, your taste of spoiled milk went to your brain, and your brain told you, whoa, don't drink any more of that. Have you ever experienced pain somewhere in your body that alerted you to something not just being right? Have you ever been in walked into a situation, just out of the blue, going somewhere, and all of a sudden you felt fear or anxious in that moment? This is how our body works. It's all put together for a reason. And as we look at this, I want to talk about two things. And the first one, which goes along with what I was just saying, is messages in the body. Messages in the body. Our bodies are constantly sending and receiving these messages. And they usually travel along the nervous system. Steve can probably tell you. He's our doctor. He can probably tell you more about this. And let me just say this before I go any further in my sermon. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or a counselor. But I hope I get this as accurate as I can to help you get a perspective on what's happening when we worry and are anxious and anxieties happen. Part of our nervous system is what is called the sensory system. And here's what I want you to see. The sensory system receives and processes information that generates awareness of the world around us. There's a big debate in theology and philosophy about consciousness and what consciousness signifies and what it entails. I remember reading about it. I remember hearing about it and all this. But it's really that sensory part of our system, of our bodies, that help us to make us aware of what's going on around us and how we perceive things and how we understand. And as I said a moment ago, when our sensory system picks up on that, it immediately goes whoosh, right up here to our brains, and then our brain signals down to our body. And our bodies react in various ways. We are aware because our sensory system includes touch, pain, body awareness, body movement, pressure, temperature, vibrations, vision, hearing, taste, smell. All of these things that we don't even think about and take for granted every day are constantly sending millions of messages to our brains, which may spring us into some kind of action. Whether it's real, and whatever that real threat or situation is, it could be serious, it could be minor, or even imagined threats. Additionally, the automatic nervous system, which triggers our body's fight and flight mechanism, causes familiar physical reactions to happen in those times. Rapid heartbeat or palpitations, shallow, rapid breathing or hyperventilating, tense muscles, clammy hands, sweating, or feeling weak and shaky. Now you might be thinking, gee, I didn't come to church today to get a health lesson or a biology or anatomy. I'm telling you all of this because I want you to see why we respond and act in the various ways we do. Because what happens then, as I've already shared, the brain receives signals from these systems and then sends commands out for adjustments or to adjust our thinking, our bodily functions based on current situations. Okay, so let me make it obvious. Have you ever been stressed out about something so much that your stomach started hurting you? Have you ever been stressed out so much that you had, I might be a little graphic here, but bear with me, you had to rush to the bathroom real quick? What is that? Why is that happening? It's because all these signals is sending those stress signals up to your brain, and then your brain's coming down into the body, and it's affecting all of these things. Now, and it's true that some people are more sensitive to what's happening in their bodies or what's happening around them, whether real or imagined, than other people. But here's what I want you to see. Worry, panic, anxiety, and hypochondria. Do you know what a hypochondria is? If you're one of those that gets on your phone and goes to WebMD every week and says, oh my gosh, I might have this, that's hypochondriac. Are conditions related to how our minds and bodies perceive what is happening. And then all of a sudden, we have changes in blood pressure, heart rate, breathing, other functions because of those messages. About 3 years ago, and this is the only time I could think of this. I've been scared. I've been afraid. I've run away. I've hidden. I mean, all kinds of things in my life as a kid on up. About 3 years ago, I think I had my very first panic or anxiety attack in my entire life. And it was scary. My heart was beating. I thought I was going to die in that moment. And it was overwhelming. And I could feel my body tensing up. I could feel the tingling in my fingers. I could feel my heart beating faster in that moment. This is all a part of what happens in our bodies and why it does. How do we respond to all that? How do we respond to these kind of things? And I want you to see this second thing then is chasing our worries into the light. Chasing our worries into light. Now, I'm going to cover several different things here, but Jesus addresses anxiety and worry on the Sermon on the Mount. We read that. Where he says these words, stop worrying about your life. Who among you by worrying can add a single moment to your life? And then he says, therefore, stop worrying about tomorrow. Because tomorrow will worry about itself. How do we chase our anxieties, fears, and worries into the light? How do we do that? Well, I think if we follow a little bit of what Jesus says, it will help. First of all, we stop imagining a negative future that may never or likely will never happen. I read that this week by somebody, and I cannot remember who it was. And it could have been Adam Hamilton, if I remember right. But anyways, he was talking about where Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow, because today has enough. And tomorrow will take care of itself because you'll have those worries too. Here's what I want you to hear. So much of our anxieties and worries we experience is a product. And as I say this, I want to say this. When I was working on this week, this really hit home with me. So much of our anxieties and worries we experience is the product of bringing the future concerns into the present. What's happening on Wednesday? What's happening next week? What's happening in a year from now? What's happening in 2 weeks from now? And we bring that into the present and we fixate on that. And when we do that, our brain sends messages to our bodies. And then guess what happens? Worry, anxiety. Our blood pressure goes up. Our breathing adjusts. All of these things. Why? Close your eyes for a second. Everybody close your eyes for a second. And I want you to imagine for a minute, if you could take things you're worried about that haven't even happened, that are in the future, and just imagine for a moment, you're cramming them right into you right now in this moment. That's what I think Jesus is talking about. Okay, you can open up your eyes. Unless you're still imagining, and that's fine. But just think about it. It's like cramming all of some imagined possible future into the present. And as a result, listen, there's no room for peace, joy, or freedom in the present. And Jesus says, stop it. Stop. Stop doing that. Man, that hit hard when I was thinking about this week. Stop allowing your imagination to run wild, envisioning all the horrible things that might go wrong. Because such self-tormenting anxiety corrodes our inner peace and joy. Instead, what does Scripture tell us to do? We bring our concerns to God each day. And I want you to catch those words, each day. Bringing them to God once a year or once a quarter. God wants us to deal with it every day. Bring it to Him each day. He said each day He's got enough struggles and problems of its own and worries of its own. We don't want to bring in tomorrows. Fear, worry, anxiety achieve nothing. But we can do something. What's that involve? And I know this is not on your sermon outline, but if you want to jot it down underneath of it, you can. By listening to our bodies. Listening to our bodies. What are our bodies telling us? You know our bodies, the human body has an amazing capacity to heal. But our bodies can only take so much stress, worry, and anxiety. And when we feel something is wrong, get it checked out. Go to the doctor. Go talk to somebody, something. Don't leave it unchecked. Okay, I picked on the women earlier with the joke. I'm going to pick on the men. Because we have the tendency to think, yeah, I can handle it. I don't need to go see the doctor. I'll be fine. It's important that we listen to our bodies because they're telling us things all the time. And then by casting our anxieties or our worries upon God. Paul tells us that we're to bring our concerns to God. Bring them in our prayers and petitions and give thanks to God in the midst of all of that. So that we can experience God's peace that passes all understanding. And we do that in our prayers by just, you know, I just did this the other day, just casting those things. Here, God, I can't handle this. Just take it for right now. You know, I read that Psalm 55:22, and there's a reason that I read that this morning, and I want to tell you why. It says, cast your burden upon the Lord, who will sustain you. The Hebrew word for burden there means whatever you encounter. Whatever you encounter. That's a little broader than burden, isn't it? What are you going to encounter? Whatever you encounter that day or today, don't be afraid to bring it to God and talk to God about it. Cast it on Him. If it's something that weighs you down, just say, God, I give it to You. I have no control over that. I'm reminded of those words that Jesus said, each day has sufficient struggles. We're going to face them. But I also remember what the Lord's words to Paul were. My grace is sufficient for you. Each one of those encounters, each one of those struggles, whatever you're going to face this week, God's grace is sufficient to help you through it. Thankfully, we have doctors, counselors, family, and friends who care for us. Ultimately, it's a daily practice of trust in God who holds our very lives in the palm of his hand. And I'll get a little personal here. As I try to control situations around me, I often find I can't. And you know what I find out? I'm exhausted when I try. Time and time again, I have to let go and trust that my life, my situations, others around me are in God's hands, and know that there is grace and peace for our lives and for our body's reactions in life. Worry, anxiety, and our bodies. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments before we close out with our chorus to greet one another and share that blessing this morning. I don't know what you rowdies are doing there in the back, but if you would like to sing along in the hymn book, it's 101, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. See how many of you remember this. It's been a little while since we've sung it. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. My lips shall praise. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hand unto thee. Let's sing it again. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Let me just teach you something real quick. In ancient times, when Jews prayed, they prayed like this, with their hands open to receive from God. And that's a little bit of what that song is all about. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go into the world and shine with God's glory and grace. May the power of God's love and peace be with us as we leave in courage and faith. Amen.